Live from Orlando, Florida, and the ACE Learning Center at Gym Supply, it's Beyond Clean with Dave, a weekly broadcast for professionals in environmental health services around the world. Your host is David Thompson, Director of Education for Gym Supply, and his mantra is, I am a janitor and I save lives. And now let's listen to Beyond Clean with Dave and today's guest at the ACE Learning Center in sunny downtown Orlando.
Hello, I'm Dave Thompson. I'm the Education Director at the ACE Academy of Cleaning Excellence in Orlando, Florida. And I'm also president of the Green Clean Institute. Now, if you've been with me on my weekly broadcast each Friday afternoon, you will know that this is our second show of February 2017 and about our sixth in the series so far. So I want to thank you if you followed me every Friday afternoon. If you haven't, well, you should be. Now, regularly I am asked, what is this show all about? There are three words which I focus on each and every Friday afternoon. Those words are healthy, positive, and proactive. If you were with me last Friday, you learned that there's a lot of certifications out there, and we talked about ISSA certifications, what the Academy here in Orlando, Florida has, and also what the GCI offerings are. And these are all in the way of certified professional development courses. Now today, our guest speaker is from GCI, and he's calling in from St. Louis to talk to us about yet another infectious issue and maybe revisit some old ones. So I want you to welcome Daryl Hicks, one of my regular guest speakers. Daryl, is it as cold today as it was the first time we talked with you?
No, we're having a touch of spring today here in St. Louis, and it feels pretty good. And every day we have like this in February means one less bad day. So we're happy to get them as we do. But anyway, it's good weather.
Well, you know, that's kind of different because I don't have to worry about those bad days down here anymore. We've talked about that. So if you've been with us each week, you're tired of us talking about the weather. But, you know, the weather and what's going on in the world is a very big part of what we think about with infectious issues this time of the year. But you and I were talking about one that people don't think about very commonly, and that was mumps. And when you said that, that's what we want to talk about, I was like, what are you talking about, Daryl?
Well, you know, when you look at the past history of mumps cases in the U.S., we've had some quiet years, and for some reason, 2016, and it's even carrying over into 2017, seems to be a huge uptick in some places like college campuses in Illinois, Iowa, Missouri here. I know University of Missouri has had a pretty high number of mumps cases. And
oh, really? I didn't know that one.
Yeah. And so it's in, I believe that it was in the news recently, one of the National Hockey League teams also had mumps going through the locker room. And so this brings up the point that seems to be in, when you're in close proximity to other people. Some of the early signs and symptoms of mumps, but they just write it off to, you know, just whatever's going around, upper respiratory stuff. And so before they even start getting the swollen glands in their throat and neck, they're already infecting other people.
Okay, so we're talking about mumps. We're talking about something that we just don't normally think about this time of the year. I mean, it's usually influenza, and that's what you and I usually talk about, but as I've been looking at some of these maps that you showed me, it seems like the center of the United States is where all of this was coming from, not the East and West Coast.
Yeah, there seems to be no rhyme or reason to where it's popping up. But, you know, why it's important to note this is, although there's some childhood occurrences of this. We've been seeing it more in the young adult and adult population. So that's problematic in that it can cause sterility in men.
Wait a minute. You're talking about that. We're not talking about just kids. You know what? We're thinking mumps. You know, we're talking about the young adults. I mean, not even adults. We're talking about the youngsters. Here, you're talking about the hockey league and campuses, and then you start talking about sterility for mumps?
Yes. And even death. So, know, depending on the severity of it and how soon it's caught and what other complications a person may have, it could cause death. So that's not the norm. We've thought of it as a childhood disease or condition like chicken pox or measles. And so whenever it gets into the adult population, that's where, they're encouraging people in their late teens to get a booster shot to their to the mumps vaccine.
Okay, so I know we're going to switch gears on you, audience, but I think the whole reason we wanted to talk about this was that, you know, we don't think about some of these things. Influenza right now is what we're thinking about. And you saw a news article here not too long ago, last couple of weeks, and you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, the flu season seems to be kicking into a high gear, and I think that we still have not seen the peak yet. There are new cases reported in several states, and it's what the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, they're calling this epidemic in some portions of the country. And the reason for that is if normally they expect, 4.2 cases out of 100 population, they're seeing 4.4. So it's still not like it's double or anything. It's just crossed a threshold that CDC sets. And so they're calling it pretty widespread and a problem. And here in St. Louis, I just watched the news last night, and there was a local school that's been closed for 3 days because of the number of flu cases and the staff and the students. And so guess what? The housekeeping custodial staff is in there super cleaning it so that it can open up on Monday. But this seems to be what happens in schools is they just become so loaded with the virus that, it just has come to the point where students are showing up and neither is staff. So they need to do something.
Well, and so this is the point that you and I have always made, and there's not an antibiotic that people can go and take for the flu. We know that. Just
true.
Interestingly enough, my father's in the hospital right now from influenza. Apparently he's had it for 2 or 3 weeks, and it just finally got to him where he was actually passing out. Now, it could have been other things, but, influenza has a way of getting around, and as you said, we have a lot of what we would consider breeding grounds for this. And I think this is that sneeze you and I always talk about. You know, whenever we sneeze, we project all of these viruses out. And so now, as you said, now in the school, they're on the special jobs now?
Right. They're trying to get rid of the bio burden, the contaminants that are on surfaces, because influenza can live on a surface anywhere from 8 hours to 24 to 48 hours, depending on if it's a wet or dry surface. So, sneezes, if someone doesn't cover their mouth, used to be believed that, within 3 to 6 feet, that you were infecting other people. But I just read today a study from New England Journal of Medicine saying that it's actually 6 feet for the heavy droplets, but it's more like 26 feet for the tiny aerosolized particles. So if you're within 26 feet of someone who has sneezed without covering their mouth, you could be infected.
Yeah, I can go into any classroom, and that's not probably the whole classroom.
That's a whole classroom.
Right,
if you're in the middle of the classroom.
Right, and so the kids are passing it around. Now, I think you and I have talked about it a number of times, and if you watched us before, Daryl was on with us a couple of weeks or a couple of shows ago, it wasn't good. So we talked about how far this can be going, and what are we trying to do? If this can last for up to 48 hours, it can be passed around for 7 or 8 days. What do I do? If I'm going in there and cleaning, what am I doing?
Well, number one is you have to have a disinfectant, not just a sanitizer, but the disinfectant has to have a label claim that says rhinovirus, which is the common cold, but also it should have an influenza A and B claim on the label.
Right.
So make sure you're using a disinfectant that's rated for killing influenza. Mumps, we don't think that is really, surfaces are not a problem with mumps. It's just being in the proximity of someone that is shedding these organisms that that you become exposed to. But influenza, yeah, you start with a disinfectant, but then you have to go after you know, all the horizontal surfaces in the room that people may be touching, desktops if it's in a classroom. But in an office space, you know, they have determined that things get spread very quickly around an office. And so I advise people to have a disinfectant wipe handy on their desktops so that they can disinfect phones. And you and I talked about how the communal lunchroom is just kind of a petri dish of everything. So don't assume that anything in there is clean and disinfected. You just assume that everything is contaminated. And it's kind of like I always...
So somebody comes up and they say, you know what, I took a paper towel and I wiped off the countertop and I wiped off the table and got rid of the stuff. You know, we're good to go. We don't need to do anything else. Is that right?
No, because, you know, especially if you're going to be eating in there, you want to make sure that that the surface isn't just clean, but it's cleaned and disinfected.
Okay, so now cleaning is important in order to get the proper amount of disinfection, correct?
Well, cleaning and disinfection, unless you use a quality microfiber cloth to deliver the disinfectant, then you really need to pre-clean surfaces before you disinfect them. So if you use that paper towel, get some soap and water and clean it first and then disinfect it would be my recommendation.
And I think that's where we're going. You know, we're always looking at what best practices are, folks. And Daryl and I get kind of caught in this in numerous times. You know, best practice is to pre-clean it first, get rid of the visible soils, get rid of as much as you can. And that way the disinfectant has a better job. And especially in this time of the year where we've got the heightened issues, you know, instead of just wiping it once and saying it's done, we need to give it that two-step if we can.
Yeah, and as I suggested that, you know, it's kind of the idea of the physical action of wiping, you know, with a paper towel that's wetted is good enough. But, you know, you need some friction, as my grandmother would say whenever she saw me trying to clean something, she said, you got to get some elbow grease in that. So the notion is you have to get aggressive with scrubbing surfaces and not just delivering a disinfectant with a wipe, because all you're doing is depending on the disinfectant to do the work that proper cleaning first should have done.
Okay, so I think we've probably ran most of our time for today. We wanted to talk about the mumps. We wanted to talk about the issues of influenza. Daryl, I think you mentioned some of this, but for those of you who might not have caught that, there's certain areas, whenever we're talking about this, these are contact areas. You know, I've touched my mouth, I've touched my nose, I rub my eyes, and then I touch items. I'm not going to use a disinfectant on my face, but I can on all these surfaces. What do we do at this time of year?
Well, I would go after those high touch surfaces. And as I said earlier, you know, it's about clean surfaces and clean hands. And if clean hands are touching dirty surfaces, then they become dirty. And then you're touching your nose, your eyes, your mouth, and transmitting whatever you picked up off that doorknob or the elevator buttons to you're introducing that into your body via your nose, your eyes, or your mouth. So keep your hands away from your face and keep them clean. And you know, you can't wash your hands often enough in today's environment with influenza going around. And one last message about that is it's still not too late to get your flu shot if you haven't done it, because we could be looking at going into mid to late March with this current wave of influenza. And as your dad has found out, it doesn't come and just leave. People have cough for weeks afterwards. So they're still spreading that organism, and even though they don't have a temperature, they're still shedding that flu virus.
Well, so you probably heard me doing a little coughing. You saw me cough into my sleeve. You know, I've had a little touch of it myself. Even though I had a flu shot, you still can get a little bit of the symptoms. Daryl, you wrote a book, Infection Prevention for Dummies. It's still good. It's still accurate information, correct?
Oh, yeah. Up to date. And if you want to see some of the best practices, they're in that book.
You can get hold of Daryl at dhicks@gcicertified.com. He is the EVS director for this international organization. Daryl, I thank you for calling in from Missouri, and we will talk to you next month for sure.
Okay, Dave.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Okay.
Now, next Friday afternoon, we're going to be talking to some other people. But before I get there, I want to let you know, because we always have these inquiries about where people can find our classes. They are on our gym website. That is gymsupply.net. When you go across the header bar there, find the ACE Cleaning Expert tab. Drop down on that. Find the live class schedule. And you'll find our live classes here in Central Florida. Now, if you want to get more information, or you want to ask anything about the show, you can email me at beyondclean, at gymsupply.net. We also have our website, that is beyondcleanwithdave.com. Too many things here. I'm going to get them all screwed up for you. Anyway, next week, we're going to be joined right here in the studio. We're going to be talking about microfiber. Gary's going to walk in. He says he knows a little bit about product performance and some of the uses of it. So, should be an interesting afternoon. Next week, Friday afternoon, 1 p.m., right here, live from Orlando, Florida. So, until next week, keep changing your future. Keep those changes healthy, positive, and proactive. And remember my mantra. I am a janitor, and I save lives.
You have been listening to Beyond Clean with Dave and his guest. Sharing what you learn with others is what turns knowledge into professional development. This weekly broadcast is archived for just that reason. Dave would love to hear from you, whether it is to share your experiences privately or on air with Dave. Have a request, need to learn more, or want to take a full certification course on a subject? Just reach out to us at Gym Supply, and we will help you access the right solution for your needs. Live classes are hosted each week at one or more of our four locations in Central Florida. These range from a one-hour class to a week-long ISSA Master Technician training. Need Dave to bring a class to you? The Mobile Certification Center is waiting to come to your door. Watching from abroad or simply need access online, our accredited cleaning expert courses are waiting for you 24/7, 365. Dave is waiting to hear from you either at beyondclean@gemsupply.net or at 800-422-9886. If you are in the area, Dave would love to have you come to the ACE Learning Center for a visit or to schedule your appearance on the show, 1312 West Washington, Orlando. Remember, janitors save lives. Be sure to put us on your schedule to watch next week as we present another broadcast of Beyond Clean with Dave. You have-